Well, just as we do in church, we come together in online service with the call to worship. A little different this morning with the call to worship. Judy's feeling a little under the weather, so all the voices you will hear will be mine. And so join me in the call to worship. Good morning. I'm glad we're together again. The busyness of Christmas and New Year's are behind us. But I see Valentine's Day is here, and Ash Wednesday is right around the corner. And the people respond by saying, oh, the holidays remind us of that life is good. That's true for all the rituals that hold time and challenges of living. And the people respond by saying, we are grounded in faith and in the teachings of Jesus Christ, and we are happy people. Or, as the psalmist said, we are happy because we are planted by the streams of living water. And the people say, yes. And then we join together for the call to confession today. The past is done, the present is now, and now is the moment to be freed from haunting memories and sin. Now is the moment to receive fresh direction for our lives, day and night. Let us pray in unison that we will make our personal commitment to God. And all of God's people said, amen.
And the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And we sing glory to the Father.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
You may be seated.